God's love. You know, that's what changed my mind, was God's love. Fear of hell never stopped me from doing anything, but God's love stopped me on a dime. And I'm up here because I want to share a testimony that I heard probably about 2 weeks before I came home. And this gentleman's name is Rusty Tillery. And he graduated, I believe, last September. Was an incredible student up there. Did well, very well. He had some health problems. And he worked hard, studied hard. And up there, though, we know that love changes everything. Love changes people, changes everything. But you kind of got like two philosophies going on there in getting that. And one of them is study your Bible, study that, stay in that stand. I'm sorry, it didn't work that way for me. What happened with me was spending that time with the Lord, praying and seeking God, calling on the Lord. Because I experienced the love of God when the Lord saved me, but I lacked one thing that was I needed more than anything, the love for others. Because I was facing a job where if you ain't got love for others, you ain't going to go very far. In fact, I tried to pray my way out of this job and pray my way out of it. But a funny thing would happen when I would get to praying and I was going to try to change God's mind. Instead of asking him to release me from this position that he was leading me down, I ended up saying, Lord, give it to me. And I'd be sitting there going, that wasn't my plan. But that was what would come out. Give it to me, Lord. And little by little, he gave it to me. And then one day I realized, I really care about this guy. You know, it was step by step, little bit. I mean, I didn't get hit by the bold lightning. I love everybody. But the more time I spent with the Lord, and the more I spent, you know, realizing his love for me, it just kind of bubbled over. But Rusty Tillery, he graduated and he went back home. And he did good for a couple of months, but then he got hooked up with somebody and then he got back into it. And finally he started calling our director and the director let him come back. But he gave his testimony. He got up there and he gave his testimony. He said, I decided this time when I came back, I was going to do it Ricky's way instead of the other way. And I'm going to tell you what came out of his mouth. He said, I'm going to tell you what I started to experience when I started doing that. The love of God is what came out of his mouth. I started experiencing the love of God. And he got up there and shared in front of all of them. And it was, I tell you, it's pretty humiliating. To graduate and then come back that quick after doing so well. But he said the love of God that he was experiencing gave him what he needed to get up there and say this. Amen. It gave it to him. It changed the way he was thinking. The love of God will change the way you're thinking. The love of God will cause you to do what you don't want to do. It will cause you to go where you don't want to go. It will cause you to say what you don't want to say. The love of God, the great motivator. That's right. How do we get that? By cultivating that relationship with Jesus Christ. He wants to come down and fill us with himself, which is love. Love. And then you'll start having love for others. You'll start wanting to love others. That's what happened to me. Spending time with the Lord. Call upon him. Asking him for them things that you ain't got. That he's got. It's drawing out of that account we have in heaven where he has whatever it is we need. We draw it out. Whatever it is, we go to the Lord and draw it out. That's going to be life in this life. You're going to have to draw it out. Whatever it is, grace, mercy, whatever, every day, you're going to have to draw it out every day. Serving God ain't you get a shot and go on. It's getting a shot every day for me. I need what I need every single day because I face a job I cannot do. It's impossible. Do we realize that this walk with the Lord is impossible?
Yes, that's right.
It's impossible. You got to have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's like Brother Phil, it's every single day. It's walking and talking, communicating, and, you know, every day, all the time. I don't know how many times, even going to get my car fixed, I went one day and I walked up in this place and I got a bad feeling. And I said, whoa. And I walked back there, there wasn't nobody. And I said, Lord, I ain't got a bad feeling about this. I walked around the back, went there, they was back there smoking dope. I said, God didn't want me to get my car fixed there. We had a communication. God was able to get my attention. That's what he wants to do every day, get our attention, talk to him, commune. Like Brother Phil said, it's a continual thing. Continual. Wouldn't be. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed this so much. But this is kind of a traditional kind of sermon up there because we understand it's the love of God has got to get through to these men. It's got to get through. And one thing common with all the preachers up there is they stress the love of God. It's important to understand and have that in our heart. It's real. And it's empowering and enabling.
Yes.
It will. It'll cause you to do things you wouldn't want to do otherwise. Praise the Lord.
Sure appreciate this morning. I tell you, this is a vital truth. I believe the Lord wants to make it real to us. And I was thinking of an example, you know, of just what Phil was talking about there about the things we go through and how we can, you know, misinterpret the why these things are happening when God actually means it to reveal more of himself to us. Because, you know, sometimes we hear things and you think, oh, what if it's just me? You know, maybe I'm the only one, or maybe we're the only ones that have this problem. But no, this has been something for God's people all throughout. The human nature has not changed. He's had to teach all of us this lesson. But we do that sometimes. You know, we think, oh, well, maybe it's just me. I was thinking about, you know, talking about God's love for example. You know how Psalm 73 starts with Asaph, you know, where he's proclaiming how good God is? Yeah, God is good to Israel. He's so good to his people. But what was the next words out of his mouth? But as for me, you know, we do that. Oh, yeah, God loves people. He's great. His love is great. But as for me, you know, we tend to do that. But he wants to make himself real to every one of us. And I was thinking about the example of the disciples, you know, that occasion when they were in the boat. And the storm came up, and they were so worried about it because it was so intense. And what was Jesus doing in the boat? He was sleeping. But how did they interpret his sleeping? See, they went to him and said, don't you care? Didn't they? Wasn't that their response? Look what's going on. Look at what we're in the middle of. Don't you care? We're all about to die. They interpreted his being asleep instead of interpreting it as he's so confident in the purpose of his Father that he knows this storm ain't nothing to worry about. It's not going to stop the purpose of God. He's in the Father's hands, and the Father has complete control over this situation. Instead of interpreting it that way, they took his sleeping and interpreted it as, he doesn't care what's happening to us right now. That's an example of what, you know, happens. The enemy will interpret those circumstances in our minds to say, God doesn't care. He's off somewhere. He's asleep. He's not even paying attention to you. But what he wants us to see is the truth that he wanted to reveal himself in a special way in that moment to them. And they saw firsthand just how in control God is of circumstances. Circumstances that they thought were pretty scary and pretty big and pretty out of their control. But the Father said, I got this completely under control. And they saw that in a really special way. But, you know, he wants to make himself real to us because the purposes he has for us, everything he would purpose for us, it is going to be dependent on starting with this, knowing where we stand, because how can we do anything else if we don't know where we stand? You know, later on in that book of Ephesians in chapter 6, that passage where he talks about armor, you know, taking on the whole armor of God. Why does it start with taking the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? That's where it's got to start. We've got to know where we stand and what we stand on, because otherwise, what good will it do to take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit if we don't have any ground to stand on? And we can't set our feet when we brace, and when we swing, we can't swing with any authority or any conviction, because we're not sure if we really have any ground to claim it or not. He wants us to have a place to stand, and He has provided a place to stand. It was done through the cross. He took our sins on Himself, every single person. And Scripture even says in John, where John's talking about the love of God, he even says this is how we know what love is, that Christ died for the ungodly. We wouldn't even know what really God's love is because, you know, like Phil said, this human nature love, it tends to be self-serving a lot of times. But we wouldn't know what love was except we see in Him the perfect example of God's love, that He absolutely poured Himself out for those who were His enemies, who were hated Him, who were fighting against Him, and yet He died for the ungodly. And that's how we see. And He took every one of our sins, not just some people, but everybody's. Why would He have taken your sins on Himself if He didn't love you and want you to be reconciled to Himself? I suppose He could have done that. I suppose God could have done it where He only took some people's sins and not others. But that's not how it happened. The sins of the whole world were placed on Him. Why would He take the blame, the punishment, and the condemnation for everything you've ever done if He didn't want you to come into relationship with Him? That is what He wants to be real to every one of us. Praise God. His love is awesome.